It's 16 minutes away from 7 o'clock on Breakfast. We're coming to the end of National Apprenticeship Week. Politicians, business leaders, educators and even young people in the schemes have been promoting them as an alternative to going to university. Aside from providing opportunities for school leavers with a whole range of skills and qualifications, it's hoped apprenticeships will address the skills gap in some industries. But do they really provide a great opportunity for people at the start of their careers? A conference promoting apprenticeships took place at Wynyard yesterday, and our reporter David McMillan went along to investigate.
Trestle tables arranged in the opulent lobby of Wynyard Park House are covered with apprenticeship publicity leaflets. There's orange ones for IT ones, blue ones for sport ones, black ones for applying for them, and ones with pictures of tools, hard hats and hair dryers for all the firms that run them. Like folk music, TV magicians and Frank Skinner, apprenticeships are popular again after years in the doldrums.
It's been a shame over the years that apprenticeships have actually lost some of their value, and that's now being recreated.
Eddie Costello from the career service Next Steps is something of an apprenticeships champion.
They are absolutely critical, because without skills, the economy is not going to develop.
But are the schemes really all they're cracked up to be? For years we were told we had to go and get a degree. Now the Coalition is letting universities charge students £9,000 a year, applications have fallen, and youngsters are being told, hey, why not try an apprenticeship instead? But Redcar MP Ian Swales says the schemes are not a second prize for people who feel they're priced out of higher education.
One of the big myths that we want to dispel, you know, apprentices are an extremely valuable part of the economy. We want to celebrate apprentices just as much as people who do degrees.
Another criticism which could be aimed at apprenticeships is the starting wage. It's just £2.60 an hour. But Helen Radcliffe from the National Apprenticeship Network insists it's not a cheap option for employers.
Any employer who takes a young person is not taking on a fully fledged and rounded worker. They're taking on a young person straight from school who needs to understand the world of work, who's going to develop in maturity. And so taking 16-year-olds is not an easy option. However, what an employer's getting is a fantastic way of creating an employee that they want, that fits with their company and their way of working, and that's going to, the research we've done shows that if you've got apprentices, that motivates the rest of the workforce.
We're told apprenticeships are vital in the effort to rebalance the economy. It makes sure the skills are there to boost previously neglected industries like manufacturing. Research has shown many more school leavers in the north go on the schemes than in the south. The inherent danger there is that this region becomes dependent on lower value industrial jobs, while the South basks in a higher value graduate-led economy. Again, Eddie Costello says it's vital that this isn't allowed to happen.
And I think it's incumbent upon everybody to make sure that the apprenticeships include the right training at the right time for the right person, that leads to high quality qualifications, and that helps someone move forward in their lives and isn't just a stopgap for somebody or for an organisation.